This is ArtCore, your gateway to the fine arts in Christchurch.
This is Ed Music, and I'm down at the Art Gallery, and I'm talking to Senior Curator Justin Patton, and we're going to talk about the Lawrence Eberhardt exhibition, which is called Lawrence Eberhardt, and starts next week on the 18th of July.
Hey Ed, how you doing?
I'm good. And you recently had a piece in the Christchurch Press, in the front of the Arc section, about your favourite piece in the Eberhardt, of his work, I guess. And, you know, you explained in that why it was your favourite, but anything you'd like to add or kind of sum it up in a little bit less than a full page?
Well, I think the main thing to say is that Eberhardt's photos seem to inspire that kind of very intense and almost covetous reaction in people and collectors and critics and viewers. In the piece, I invited people to imagine a burning museum, you know, from which you can only rescue one photograph. And there's this particular photograph of Lawrence's which just goes to the heart of it for me. It's of two young kids who are about my age. They're playing in the grounds of an old abandoned, or what looks like an abandoned lodge in Oxford, in Canterbury. And there's something about the posture of the kids, the sepia light, the way the space seems to stretch out very deeply into the space of the photograph, which for me just sums up the tension between the present and the past, the persistence of memory. He's one of those artists who just seems to nail it, image after image.
And you said the sort of talked about, I guess, the reverence that critics and collectors have for it. What makes like Eberhardt so different from, you know, in another league from other photographers, because he's, you know, been at the forefront of, you know, New Zealand photography, but at the same time, he just seems to be taking photographs.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's at the absolute other end of the pole from that school of contemporary photography, which sort of extracts a video still from a piece of video art and then gets it blown up to 2x3 meters on a big bit of glossy cyberchrome. You know, he's absolutely at the other extreme. There's a great distinction that the critic Dave Hickey makes between art that makes you go, wow, huh? So you're impressed at first, and then you kind of go, well, that's not so exciting after all. But the best kind of art is the opposite kind, which makes you go, huh? And then, wow. And I think that's the kind that Lawrence makes. He pulls you in with something that looks so modest, so quiet. They're these 8x10 prints. They're black and white, or brown and white, or grey and white. But once you get within 20 centimetres of one of his prints, they are utterly engaging. And I think what makes him stand out, I would say, is patience and reticence. That is, the patience of someone who will persist over 20, 30, 40 years, making photograph after photograph of these traces of the past, abandoned community halls, churches, graveyards, memorials. And reticence... By reticence, I mean a kind of shyness or quietness in the work, that it's slow burning, it doesn't divulge itself immediately. And I guess, too, he's just a serious artist. I love the work to me has a quality of dignity. You know, there's no... He's not sort of winking at his audience. He's not sort of trying to have a bet both ways and sort of shrug or joke about the importance of art. He really does see these photographs as a kind of... a memory bank of things that the culture at large isn't valuing. And, you know, and he's very frank about this. He said that he sees it as a kind of reclamation mission, you know, to capture, for instance, the wooden churches of Northland, which, in the larger scheme of time, are things that will not be with us all that long. I mean, I was reading the other day about the first European grave in Canterbury, and it was a whaler's grave at Brighton in 1822. And, you know, when you think of the span of human history, let alone the span of geological time, that is so recent. You know, you think about it, it's as if culture and civilization kind of blew onto the Canterbury Plains a couple of days ago, and, you know, maybe blown away a couple of days further on. And Lawrence is so alert to that big arc of time and the kind of you know, the drama and the nobility and the pathos and the comedy of our place in it.
Speaking of time, what's the scope of this exhibition in terms of Lawrence's career?
It's the whole story, yeah. It basically takes you from the moment in the, I think, the late 70s when Lawrence first got his hands on a big 8x10 Corona view camera, the kind of camera that the pioneers of photography lugged around on their backs in the 19th century when they were travelling from Europe to exotic places to bring back records of how the world really looked. So it takes you from that moment, which is a moment when Lawrence is living in Christchurch, right through to photographs made a couple of years ago. So there's a huge arc, there's over 200 photographs, and I would say it's a show for several visits. You know, there's a lot of time, there's literally a lot of time in a single Eberhardt print. Some of his exposures, and one in particular in this show called The Prisoner's Dream, it has the most exquisite view of Mount Taranaki, and I think there's a 5 or 6 hour exposure for that single image. And so an image like that seems to demand time of a viewer, and when you take, you times that by 200, it's a show that really deserves to be, you know, seen on numerous occasions.
Is Lawrence Eberhardt technically a very proficient photographer as well? I mean, I guess what we're seeing is that the images look quite simple, I guess, or at least quite stark. But is there a lot more going on behind that Joe Public might not understand, or perhaps is not actually that easy to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a virtuoso printer, and technically he's brilliant, but he's very interesting to, you know, it's very interesting to ask Lawrence himself about his technical prowess, because he doesn't rate himself as a great technician in his own right. I mean, I think he's very conscious of the incredibly high standards set by the people who were using the technology he's using back in the 19th and early 20th century. So he has a very sort of, you know, the bar is set very high for him. And also I think he has a total repugnance for what we might slightly cruelly call the camera club mentality, which is that idea of photographic art, which is all about producing a particular kind of arty composition and getting a particular kind of backlighting and sort of fancying up the image in an arty-seeming way. I think he would far rather have an image that seems austere, plain-spoken, straightforward, four-square, than he would have something that sort of foisting lots of, you know, kind of school cert art symbolism on you, or trying to impress you with its, you know, profundity and cleverness.
Do you think with, just I guess back on the time and things, is it because his works, even when they were taken, look like they're out of time?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I have a friend who had a really, knows Lawrence well, and he said he had a very strange reaction when he was out with Lawrence while photographs were being taken, and Lawrence said, you know, do you want to have a look through the view camera? Because, of course, it's a very interesting instrument, and when Lawrence looks into the camera, he sees the world upside down, you know, on the lens inside the viewer. And my friend looked through and he said he was totally shocked, because, of course, what he saw was a view in colour. He expected to see the grey and white signature Lawrence Eberhardt look. And I think you did right. It's as if Lawrence has access to this kind of parallel world within our world, where everything is quieter, older, stiller, somehow more detailed than it appears to the ordinary eye. And, you know, I mean, it's a fast world we live in. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about the little email alerts that pop up on your computer screen, you know, to tell you that an email's instantly arrived. It's as if to say you couldn't stand to be without that knowledge for, you know, 20 or 30 seconds. You've got to know right now. And in contrast to that culture of the right now, Lawrence is an artist of the long take of what was and what may be. And he does seem to take us into this other time zone where, you know, it seems like we might actually attend to things a little more closely than we do ordinarily.
So hopefully you've all got a little bit of time to come down and spend with the Lawrence Eberhardt exhibition, and, as Justin says, come down a few times and really, I guess, let them soak in.
Yeah, take your watch off before arriving.
This is ArtCore, proudly brought to you by the Christchurch Art Gallery. Stay tuned for the ArtCore Art Guide.